The 24th day of the holy month of Berumhat. The apparition of the Pure Lady, the Virgin Saint Mary, in the Church of Zaitu. It was on the evening of this day in the year 1968 that a most wondrous event occurred that was witnessed by thousands. Saint Mary, the Mother of our Lord, appeared in a luminous vision called an apparition in and around the domes of the church dedicated to her name in Zaitun, a suburb of Cairo. The apparition of Our Lady would last several hours a night and continue for several nights. This was during the reign of the greatly beloved patriarch, Pope Kyrillos VI. On the evening of April 2, 1968, a watchman for the public transit system was guarding the garage across the street from the church when he noticed an unusual light over the church's dome. He called for his co-workers, and they saw that the light seemed to come from a young woman in white, kneeling at the cross at the top of the dome. At first they were afraid that it was an actual woman who was in a very dangerous position at the top of the church dome, and cried out to her to be careful that she not fall. As they cried out to her, other people came to see what the commotion was about and also saw this luminous vision. The police arrived and directed floodlights at the dome. But the beautiful woman clad in a long flowing gown of softly glowing light grew more and more clear as she moved around the dome, and large white doves flew around her, basking reverently in her light. People began to realize that they were witnessing a vision from heaven, and that this luminous lady above them was none other than the Virgin Mary. They called out to her and began praying and singing hymns until the morning came and the vision in the sky faded. The apparition continued to appear in the late evenings, the beautiful lady with heavenly light radiating from her body. People began to come from all over to see this amazing vision in the sky above the church. Egyptians and foreigners, Christians and Muslims, and those of other faiths. Soon, tens of thousands of people were gathering at the church each evening, hoping to catch a glimpse of the miraculous lady, whose glow touched the hearts of all who saw her. Sometimes flocks of unusually large white doves would appear before or after the apparition, as though they were heavenly creatures escorting their beloved queen. Sometimes an angel would appear behind Saint Mary, spreading its light-filled wings in protection and adoration. Sometimes Saint Mary would kneel at the cross on the church dome, and the cross itself would shine with the light from within, although it was made from concrete. During some appearances, Saint Mary wore on her head a crown that seemed to be made from diamonds, or perhaps from stars in the sky. She occasionally was seen carrying her beloved son Jesus Christ as a small child, with crowns on both of their heads. There were other great spiritual signs that would occur before, during, or after the apparitions of Saint Mary. Strange tongues of yellow flame would flash over the church. There was a strong fragrance of sweet incense in the air, and huge numbers of shooting stars streaked across the sky as if the night sky itself was paying tribute to the Queen of Heaven. It was thought by some people that these apparitions of the beloved Virgin Mary, as well as all the other spiritual signs, were announcements or indications of serious events that were to come in the future. Other people felt that it was a spiritual gesture, a gift, to reassure us that the Lord always cares about His church and His people, and about the land of Egypt, and that His beloved Mother, who gave birth to His human form on earth, loves us all as if we are her very own children. May the mercy of God be upon us all. May the Lord keep His people and church in peace, with the intercession of Our Lady and the pride of the human race, the pure Virgin Saint Mary. Amen. The passing of Saint Macarius, the 59th Pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 952 AD that St. Macarius, the 59th Pope of Alexandria, passed away. He was from the city of Shubra, and from a very young age wanted to live a monastic life devoted to God. As soon as he was old enough, he went to the monastery of St. Macarius in the desert of Shahit and became a monk. Years passed in which Abba Macarius lived in complete virtue and holiness, and when Pope Cosma passed away, he was deemed worthy to be chosen patriarch and was ordained in 932 AD, which on the Coptic calendar is the year of the martyrs, 648. He left Alexandria shortly thereafter to visit the monasteries of the desert of Shahit, and as his path took him close to his hometown, he decided to stop and visit his mother, who was a righteous woman devoted to God. Abba Macarius was surprised that his mother did not come out to greet him, since the rest of the townspeople had come out to welcome the visiting pope. When he got to her house, he found her sitting down, weaving, and she pretended not to notice him. Macarius spoke to her, asking her if she recognized her own son. He then added that he had been elevated to a great position, the Patriarch of Alexandria. His mother spoke, tears running down her face. She told him that, of course, she knew what honor had been given to him, but she preferred to see him dead rather than as patriarch. Stunned, Macarius asked his mother why. She told him that before he was patriarch, he was responsible to God for only his own soul, and now he was responsible for the soul of every person in his flock. His mother felt it put him into a very difficult position, that God would hold him accountable for any Christian who fell into sin. Abba Macarius considered his mother's words and led his flock with great care and diligence. His people loved to hear him preach with such grace and fervor, and he instructed his bishops and priests to keep a careful watch over their flocks and to pray for them always. He sat on the throne of St. Mark for 20 years before peacefully passing away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.